This is the Sakar Murli of 23rd of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the first two things you have to explain to everyone are remember the father and know the cycle of 84 births. Then all their questions will end. Question. What words used in praise of the father wouldn't be used in praise of Sri Krishna? Answer. The father is the lord of the tree. Sri Krishna wouldn't be called the lord of the tree. Only the incorporeal father is said to be the father of all fathers and the husband of all husbands. Sri Krishna wouldn't be called that. Clarify the distinct praise of each one. Question. What drums do you have to beat in every village? Answer. Beat drums in every village and announce, come and understand how you can become a resident of heaven from a resident of hell, how you can become a deity from a human being. Come and understand how establishment and destruction take place. Song. You are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. The last line of this song says, you are the boat and you are the boatman. That is wrong. In the same way, they also speak wrongly of his being worthy of worship as well as a worshipper. Those who are bright in this knowledge would quickly turn this song off because it is insulting the father. You children have now been given this knowledge, but other people do not have it. It is also only at this time that you are given it. It will not exist later. This knowledge of the God of the Gita is given to make people become the most elevated human beings. People understand this much, but they have forgotten how and when it is given. The Gita is the scripture for the establishment of a religion. Other scriptures are not for establishing religions. The word scripture is only used in this way for Bharat. The jewel of all scriptures is the Gita. All the other religions come afterwards. None of them would be the jewel of all scriptures. You children know that only the one Father is the Lord of the tree. He is our Father as well as our husband. He is also the Father of everyone else. This is why he is praised as the husband of all husbands and father of all fathers. This praise only belongs to the incorporeal one. The praise of Sri Krishna is compared to the praise of the incorporeal father. Sri Krishna is a prince of the new world. How could he teach Raja Yoga in the old world at the confluence age? You children now understand that God is teaching you. You become those deities after studying at this time. This knowledge doesn't continue there, it disappears. All that remains is just like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. Only some pictures remain. In fact, none of their pictures is accurate. When you have given them the Father's introduction, you should tell them that God explains this. He automatically explains everything. So what questions are you going to ask him? First of all, recognize the Father. The Father says to souls, remember me. Just remember two things. The Father says, remember me and the cycle of 84 births, that's all. These are the two main things that you have to explain. The father says, "You do not know your own births." He only says this to you Brahmin children. No one else would be able to understand this. Just look how many crowd into the exhibitions. When people see so many going in, they think that there must be something worth seeing there, and they too try to push their way in. If you tried to explain to each one individually, your throat would get tired. Therefore, what should you do? If the exhibition is continuing for a month, you can tell them, "There is a big crowd today, so come back the next day or the day after." You have to explain to those who want to study this, that is, to those who want to change from human beings into deities. You should show them the picture or the badge of Lakshmi and Narayan and tell them, "You too can become the masters of the land of Vishnu through the Father. There is a big crowd here now, so come to the center." The address is written on the board. If you simply told people that this is heaven and that is hell, what would they understand? You would be wasting your time. Nowadays, people dress in such a way that no one is able to tell whether they are important people, whether they are rich or poor. First of all, you have to give everyone the Father's introduction. The Father is the one who establishes heaven. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You now have to become those. The Father says, "I am the highest on high, remember me." This is the mantra that disciplines the mind. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved, and you will go to the land of Vishnu." You definitely have to explain this much. You should hold your exhibition for 8 to 10 days. You should beat drums in every village and announce that people should come and understand how they can become deities from human beings, how they can become residents of heaven from residents of hell. Tell them to come and understand how establishment and destruction take place. There are many ways you can explain. You children know that there is the difference of day and night between the Golden Age and the Iron Age. It is said that there is the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. The day of Brahma means the day of Vishnu, and the day of Vishnu also means the day of Brahma. They are one and the same thing. There are 84 births of Brahma, and there are 84 births of Vishnu. There is simply the difference of this leap birth. You must make these things sit in your intellects. If you don't imbibe anything, how would you be able to explain to others? This knowledge is easy to explain. Take them in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan and say, "You have to claim that status from the Father. The destruction of hell is standing ahead of us." Others only tell you human dictates. Here we have God's directions, the directions that we souls receive directly from God. Incorporeal souls receive directions from the incorporeal Supreme Soul. All other directions are human dictates. The contrast is like that of day and night. Sannyasis cannot give these directions. Only once do we receive God's directions. It is only when God comes that we become like them, deities, by following his directions. He comes simply to establish the deity religion. You should also imbibe these points so that you can use them when you need to. Just explain the main things in essence, that's enough. It's enough just to explain the points of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is the picture of our aim and objective. God created this new world. God taught them at this most auspicious confluence age. No one else knows about this confluence age. Therefore, you children should be very happy to hear these things. You will be even happier when you tell others what you have heard. Only those who do service are called Brahmins. The true Gita is under your arm. Those physical Brahmins are also number-wise. Some Brahmins are very well known and earn a lot of money, whereas others can hardly earn enough to eat. Some Brahmins are millionaires and live very well. They say with intoxication that they belong to the Brahmin clan. They do not know about this true Brahmin clan. Brahmins are considered to be the most elevated clan, and this is why some people offer them food. They would never offer food to the deities, the warriors, the merchants, or the Shudras, only to Brahmins. Therefore, Baba says, you have to explain to the Brahmins very well. There are many gatherings of Brahmins. Find out when and where they have those gatherings and go there. Brahmins have to be made into the children of Prajapita Brahma, just as you are his children. Also explain to them whose child Brahma is. Find out where they hold their gatherings. You can benefit many there. There are also gatherings of old mothers. None of you gives news to Baba of where you've been. The whole forest is full. Wherever you go, you would come back with some prey or subjects. You can even create kings. There is plenty of service to be done. You are free after 5 p.m. in the evening. Therefore, each day, make a list of the places you will go to. The Father shows you many ways to serve. The Father only talks to his children. Each of you must have the firm faith that you are a soul. Baba, the Supreme Soul, gives us this knowledge, but we have to imbibe it. People who study the scriptures take those sanskars with them when they die, and then those sanskars emerge again in their next birth. It is then said that that soul brought his sanskars with him. Those who study many scriptures are said to be authorities of the scriptures. They would not consider themselves to be the Almighty. Only the Father explains how this play is performed. This is nothing new. You have to understand that this drama is predestined. People do not understand that this is an old world. The Father says, I have now come. The great Mahabharat war is ahead of you. People are still sleeping in the darkness of ignorance. Devotion is said to be ignorance. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Those who perform a lot of devotion are called oceans of devotion. There is the rosary of devotees. You should collect all the names of the rosary of devotees. The rosary of devotees starts with the Copper Age and lasts to the end of the Iron Age. You children should remain very happy. Only those who do service throughout the day remain very happy. Baba has told you about the very long rosary. It has thousands of beads. Some pull it from one place and others pull it from another. There must have been a reason why such a huge rosary was created. they simply keep chanting the name Rama Rama. Ask them, whom are you remembering when you chant Rama Rama? You can go to any spiritual gathering and mix with them, like in the example of Hanuman. He would go to a spiritual gathering and sit amongst the sandals. You too should take this chance. You can do a lot of service. However, only when the points of this knowledge stay in your intellects and you become wise with this knowledge, will there be success in the service you do. There are many ways to do this service. There are many things in the Ramayana and the Bhagavad etc. on which you can enlighten them. You must not simply sit in a spiritual gathering and worship with blind faith. Tell them we want to bring you benefit. Their devotion is totally separate from our knowledge. Only the Father, the God of knowledge, gives this knowledge. There is plenty of service to do. Simply tell them who the highest on high is. Only God is the highest on high. Only from Him can you receive this inheritance. Everyone else is His creation. You children should be very keen to do service. If you want a kingdom, you have to create subjects. Remember the Father, and your final thoughts will then lead you to your destination. This great mantra is not a small thing. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Remind everyone of the mantra that the Father has given you, the mantra that disciplines the mind. Create different ways of doing service. Do not waste your time when there are huge crowds. 2. Remain intoxicated by keeping points of this knowledge in your intellect. Go and sit in the gatherings like Hanuman and serve them. Remain happy by doing service throughout the day. Blessing. May you become a full Mahabali, someone who becomes a great sacrifice, by sacrificing I and mine. To have any limited attachment to a person or possession is to have the consciousness of mine. Those who fully surrender the consciousness of mine, or I do it, or I did this, that is, those who sacrifice this, are the ones who are Mahabali. When your limited I is surrendered, you will then become complete and equal to the Father. It is not I am doing this, it is Baba is making me do it. Baba is making me move. In any situation, instead of I, let there naturally be the word Baba in your language and not the word I. Slogan. Have such determination in your thoughts that your thinking and doing become the same. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. According to the time, now do service with your mind and words at the same time. Although serving with words is easy, serving with your mind is a matter of paying attention. Therefore, let your thoughts be full of good wishes and pure feelings for all souls. Let there be the newness of sweetness, contentment and easiness in your words, and you will then easily continue to receive success. Om Shanti.